Hi there. The word for you today is never engage in slander. In the Living Bible, Solomon says in Proverbs 10 verse 18, to slander is to be a fool. You know, it's rare to find a political candidate these days who runs a totally clean campaign. But slandering isn't limited to politicians. Given the right set of circumstances, each of us can be tempted to denigrate the other person and put them down. Before you do, however, let me read you this scripture. Psalm 15 verse 1, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary, who may live on your holy hill, he who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man. Let me ask you, can you recall the last time you spoke words that tore somebody down? What was your motive? Did you feel a need to diminish them in the eyes of other people? Were you speaking out of the pain of having been hurt by them? Did you envy their accomplishments? And if so, have you not learned to let envy motivate you to achieve your goals instead of making you defame another? Is it possible that you grudgingly admire or even desire something that person has? The Bible says in Psalm 75 verse 6 that promotion comes from the Lord. This scripture should cause you to become a team player, not a competitor. There's no reason, certainly not a justified one, to snuff somebody else's light out in order to let yours shine. God has already declared that no one can thwart his purpose for your life. Listen to this scripture. Isaiah 14 verse 27 again from the Living Bible. The Lord Almighty has spoken. Who can change his plans? When his hand moves, who can stop him? And since God has already secured your destiny and promised to avenge all wrongs perpetrated against you, the truth is, you never need to engage in slander. And that's the word for you today.